friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Can you think I'm crazy? Yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along.
Welcome to another fun installment of Bar Talk. You are with
Beamer
and DJ Kang, and we're back on Bar Talk. We want to thank everybody for listening in, all of our new viewers, or new listeners, I should say.
New listeners, yeah.
And our regular listeners, thank you for tuning in. We got a fun show tonight.
Yes,
fun show tonight. A lot of things happening, but before we get started... we have to do our
traditional
ceremonial
toast.
Toast. Here's to another great episode of Bar Talk. Beer is so good to start a show, isn't it?
It is. It is. I mean, I don't know a lot of other substances we can use before doing the show. I'm thinking if we, you know, went and hit a blunt before, we might not... It'd be funny to us, but we probably wouldn't make any sense. You know.
Hold on, Beamer. Before we start the show, let's do a little bit of crack.
Hey, Keith, I got a blue bag. Let's do it up for the show.
Yo, come on,
nodding
man.
Nodding off.
Come on, man. Just one shot of meth. Come on, just one shot. One, just shoot me up one time. No, this is great, though. Beer is just very, very good. Start the show relaxing.
Keeps us talkative
and everything.
And the great thing is, if we fight, we can blame it on the beer because we've got audio covered.
Blame it on the alcohol. That's what we'll blame it on.
That's what we'll.
All right. You didn't know I could sing too, did you, Beamer?
I still don't know that.
All right. For those who don't know, I am I'm DJ K. I'm the resident DJ / comedian. You can catch my comedy shows. Check me out, Keith Purnell. And we have.
Beamer. I am the resident social butterfly, I don't know, deep thinker over stinker. No, I'm trying to rhyme, that wasn't working.
He's the yin to the yang. That's
I'm the yin to the yang. I'm the guy that will talk when Keith can't. So
exactly.
That is exactly how the dynamic of Bar Talk will work.
And it's basically, we are in a bar. We're actually recording live at Tom Fullery's. Restaurant and bar, or bar and restaurant.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. We probably should figure out if it's restaurant, bar, and grill, restaurant, bar.
I don't know if there's a grill involved either.
Well, they have a grill in the back. I mean, I don't know how much they grill.
Oven, microwave, I don't know what they use.
I think it's frozen or rotted tater tots. And,
but it is a restaurant. So it is Tom Fullery's restaurant. We'll go with that.
Restaurant and bar.
We're located in Middletown, Delaware, recording live in a bar. And henceforth, this is Bar Talk. All right. So we got a great show lineup for you. Actually, there's a couple weeks before Christmas. So one thing that we figured we'd do, one of a number of things we're going to do, we're going to just each of us will both just say what we're thankful for. I mean, it's this time. It's after Thanksgiving. It's Christmas is approaching. It's the type of holidays where you want to spend time with your family and friends. And
we are going through the stages of Kwanzaa.
That's right. Hanukkah.
As well as Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. So. Part of the show will be, throughout the show, we'll be just saying things that we're thankful for. You know what I mean? And that's one thing. Another thing we're going to do, we're going to have our first annual. Okay, we haven't been on a full year.
Now, let me get this clear. When you say annual, you're not saying in plant life, where annual is only one time.
No. Like, this
it's
is going to happen.
It's our first annual perennial.
Right. This is going to happen every year. We haven't been on a year yet, but we're going to start off anyway. We're going to have, the Bar Talk Person of the Year.
That is correct.
Right. I'm going to list my nominees, and Beamer's going to have his nominees. And at the end of the show, we will pick our Bar Talk Person of the Year. The Time Magazine did it. MTV did it. Forbes Magazine did it. All doing it. So we're going to do our Bar Talk Person of the Year. So we got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about. A couple other little things, fun things here and there. All right. I'm actually eating. Yes, I am eating. People have asked, why are you eating during the show? I mean, it's not professional with this or that. But we're in a bar.
We're in a bar.
There's football on in the background. There's people talking, conversing. We're drinking, eating. We are in a bar. This is Bar Talk. We are live. Tom Fullery's Middletown, Delaware.
And in case anybody that listened to it last week knows that Keith is in training for what happens in Philadelphia, was it the 30th of January, the Wing Bowl.
And 31st.
31st.
31st, sorry, 31st of January. Wing Bowl.
Wing Bowl. So he is in training right now. So he has to get that stomach expanded as much as he can. So he's eating 24-7.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back right after this. We'll be right back with more Bar Talk.
Make it nasty, drop it on the, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty, pop it on the, make it nasty. Yeah, make it nasty. Tongue down the throat while the other gagging. Bottles in the basket, pills in the plastic. She gon' do drugs, but we don't do acid. On the mattress, hit the best spring. Ain't nothing better, it's the best thing. Got a China, straight from Beijing. So tight, all she do is scream. Oh, bend it over, make you touch your toe. I like how she married, go round, round the pole. Open, close. I like when my boom don't wear no clothes. It's hot up in the spinners. Below, gangsters in the spinners. We got the soul. TTT raw when I walk in the dough. They know, yeah, they know. Huh? Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bone. Make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty.
And we're back. Okay, so, like I said, we got a lot of things to cover here tonight. I actually want to do an update on something I mentioned a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Remember I talked about the girl who started her own business, the little cuddle service?
Oh,
remember her?
I'm sorry, you're not seeing this on through the audio, but I'm doing the air quotes cuddle service.
Cuddle service.
Yes.
But there's actually, I didn't know that in America.
Just give it a little bit for the new listeners. Cuddle service is basically the woman went and she was charging, what, about a dollar an hour?
A dollar a minute. I'm sorry. $60
an hour to have a gentleman or lady, didn't matter, but it couldn't be more of the people that she would go lay next to and cuddle with.
Hold hands.
No sex involved. Now, in the past episode when we talked about this, we said this sounds like either the greatest thing or rape is going to happen, or prostitution. So, you know, it was like...
Or murder,
yeah. Well, that's tied in with the rape, I guess, you know what I mean? Who really wants to leave that dirty of a footprint? But, you know, it's something that there is a cultural appeal throughout the world that I've seen. These people that like to just cuddle with each other. Give a nice little hug, you know. And hold on and...
But to charge a dollar a minute?
To charge a dollar a minute. It's like, okay, if that was me, and I was so in need of a cuddle...
I'd be like, yo, no, but if, 15 cents. But I'll hold your hand.
If I was the... I don't know. It wouldn't be a John. I guess it would be the cuddle bear. If I was the cuddle bear, well, then, I mean, how would I think? Because, you know, if you're... going and see a prostitute, and I've never seen a prostitute. Oh, I've seen them on the side of the road, but I've never gone and used the business of prostitution.
Right.
But if you're going to somebody that's going to cuddle with you, and you're like, okay, you know what, I'm going to pay this woman $60 for 1 hour. About minute 45, my brain's going to start going, oh shit, I just paid 45 minutes for this.
You are going to be hard as a rock.
I got 15 minutes left. What can be done here? Continue to cuddle, you know. You get about minute 55, and you're like, I just got ripped the fuck off. I got ripped off.
But look, like if you go to a massage parlor, right? Hidden perks is that you know you can get a happy ending.
Yeah.
So, but in a cuddle thing, what are you gonna do? Hey, I give you $5. Can we do some? Can I get a dry hump?
And I'm sorry. Hold on. You said the happy ending from the massage therapist or the massage parlors. If you've seen any of those women have ever gotten busted. It does not look like it would be that happy.
You know what? I've never been to...
It'd be a malcontent ending. That's what my thought
is. I've never gotten a massage at one of those places. But like you said, I've seen on TV, I get it right. These are the most hideous women ever. It would be rape on me if they made me get a happy ending.
To me, it looks like... And I don't want to be... You know, I don't want to sound wrong here. but it seems like the really miserable women when you order Chinese food. And you get there, and she's like, here's your food. And you're like, I just paid you $40.
Can I get some more soy sauce? $0.05. Yeah. 5 cents more.
It's over there. It's over
5 cents more.
I mean, you know, we're not saying that they're all Oriental. Right? I mean, it's because Oriental doesn't Chinese. Exist.
Can I have a happy ending, please? $10 more. $10 more. Never mind. Never mind.
I thought it came with a tip.
But anyway, this guy, now expand. Apparently, there are cuddle houses.
Yes, yes.
Propping up across
the
country.
Where was this one that...
Well, the girl was in, like, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. And then there was this newest one that you were...
It was nearby. It might have been in Green. Around that area. I guess in that area when it's cold.
It's cold. Hey, cuddle. You know what? People call it cuddling there. We call it survival anywhere else. Right. It's that cold. I mean, come on.
Or we call it kidnapping. So, yes. This guy came up with a thing where he had a cuddle house. And in the cuddle house, basically... Same thing. I guess that's the general price. I guess
it's like being a massage therapist.
I guess a dollar a minute is the going rate.
Not in a massage house, but you know, an actual massage therapist. They make like a dollar a minute.
Yeah, he charges $60 an hour. It's at a house. There's cameras everywhere, so it's not you can't be in a room, and you know you're not alone where no one can see what's going on. But you pay to either hold hands, snuggle, cuddle, or whatever you want to do. $60
an hour. They have cameras that run, and it doesn't get put on the internet at all.
So the guy opened up the business, but the police and I guess the township or the city was so sure that there'd be prostitution that they were determined to shut him down. They even had undercover cuddle cops. Am I saying it right? Undercover cuddle cops.
Undercover cuddle cops.
Cuddle cops, yeah. And they actually would go in and they would.
Well,
you know,
the question is, do they really go under the covers?
Well, yeah, you have to.
That
is a true undercover.
Yeah.
And they would go and they would be cuddling. They'd be like, so, is there any dry humping going on? Or, you know, they'd try. But there was nothing. So then they tried to do all kind of things to you know, pressure them into finding out if there was prostitution going on. And from what I've seen in the pictures, the women look really, really hot. Which didn't help. Which did not help matters any. But
I mean,
not that I've been there, but trust me, if it was in Delaware, I would have to do my own undercover.
If it was in Delaware, it wouldn't be the same women in the same pictures.
No.
But I mean, it's not saying that there's not beautiful women in Delaware, because I do want to get laid again at some point in time.
At some point.
Yes, yes.
But to make a long story short, with so much pressure from the police and from everyone, he basically just shut down. So a cuddle business are slowly being shut.
Now, here's the thing. The man's taken down are cuddling now.
That's right.
Now, how can it be that we can't, you know, we can drink at the bar, we can go, we can put in, you know, 12 beers if we are good enough to cover it up, can't smoke a blunt on the street, can't get a woman to cuddle with us for $60.
Right.
You know, something's wrong with the world.
And they wonder why people are smoking
crack, car and drive and then
taking E and doing everything else.
You know what I mean?
So
you give them no like, little escape from reality. All you're going to do is make frustrated guys that end up, God knows what they're going to end up doing. You know what I mean?
Actually, right now.
Hey, we're not cuddling, bud.
See, I wanted to hold Beamer's hand. I can't. See that? He pulled away. But see, there you go. Right now, at this moment, with that inspirational speech, I would like to hold hand and cuddle. But
that's not going
to
happen.
If I wanted to pay somebody a dollar for it, guess what? I'd probably be accosted, arrested, or anything else.
You want to pay my tab for the next 3 months, or you might be able to hold my hand.
You really didn't want to hold my hand, baby.
I don't know. I'll hold your hand if it's an inspirational moment, but not when we're talking about cuddling, motherfucker. I'm just saying.
I'm not paying Phil Collins or Jack Jones. That was part of the inspirational music that the girl played. She says, we would cuddle to the music of Phil Collins and Jack Jones.
Because you're always in my heart. I mean...
Yeah, but this is studio.
It's a studio.
Yeah. I really need something to cuddle to, really nice. I want a spoon to the studio. That's what I need right now. So, but that makes me, you know, you got to be thankful for what you get, though. I mean, like you said, they're taking everything away. So you can't even cuddle now. You can't even pay for cuddling. Yeah. Say you're a single guy. You're alone. It's Christmas. You're all alone. And you just want a hug. You can't go to the cuddle house and hold somebody for an hour. It can't be done.
I don't know if anybody really should hold another person for an hour unless they're sleeping with somebody like another. I mean, there's a point that it becomes uncomfortable and then funk and then just like body heat and they're like, okay, you know what? Get the off of me right now.
But then what if you go and the only guy, the only person on the shift is a dude? Well, Samantha and Cindy are busy. They're booked up for the next 4 hours. We got Joey standing by.
For the next 4 months because of Samantha and Cindy.
We got Joey standing by.
We got Fat Polly sitting right over there in the corner. He's got two guys on him already, but they don't care. He can join in.
Can I just get a cuddle coupon?
Can I set a reservation for, like, I don't know, 6 months from now?
Credit or some shit. So. I'll say, you know, we got to be thankful for some of the liberties that we have now, because now you can't even pay for cuddling. So, and with that, I would say we're going to take a break. We will in a few, but
yeah, you know what?
Throughout the show, let's just talk about some of the things that we are thankful for. I mean, because you can't pay for cuddling. So, is there anything, really, around this time now? It is, you know, around, like we said, around the Christmas time, and, you know, Thanksgiving is past. It's that time of the year, 'tis the season to be jolly. But it's also time for family and this and that. So, you want to be thankful for everything. And right now, wow. Talk about perfect timing. We're talking about things we're thankful for. We are thankful for the beautiful and lovely Katie right here at Tom Fuller's.
Will you be my cuddle buddy?
And she came and she brought
Kate
us a couple
pay
shots.
$1 a minute for you to be my cuddle buddy.
No, wait. Yeah, she doesn't know about this. Now,
I'm sorry.
There was actually a welcome. We have Katie here. She's our guest. Give her a round of applause for Katie. Yeah, Katie's here. She's our resident bartender. She can't talk long. She got to get back to the bar.
Because there's like 10 people in the bar.
There is actually a service now where people pay for cuddling.
Oh.
And the going rate is $1 a minute. So how do you feel about that? No sex involved.
No grinding, no nothing.
No, nothing like that. Just hand. There's hand holding. There's spooning involved. All right. So how do you feel? Do you think that maybe, you know, you can get a part time job as a cuddler?
I mean, it's the easiest $60 an hour I would ever make.
Oh, there we go.
There, maybe that's why, because she said that so quick. I could hear a lot of other women that don't look as attractive as her saying, you know what? I'm going to this guy for $60 a minute.
There are no cuddle houses in Delaware, so maybe we can get something going here. But anyway, we are thankful for Katie here, all right, bringing us our shots.
We
are about to have a shot right here. And after the shot, we're going to go right to a break. All right. Oh, gosh.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
This was a fireball, wasn't it?
That was a fireball.
Mortal enemy.
Oh, but hold on. Let me give you my first I'm thankful
my mortal
for.
It's my kryptonite.
My first I'm thankful for is fireball. Thank you, fireball. All
right.
Making me more interesting for at least 5 episodes.
Whew. All right. What am I thankful for? Real quick. You know what? I'm thankful for the Victoria's Secret lingerie special.
Oh, and I'm
that
so
that they have every year.
I missed it
on network TV.
I didn't record it, Keith. I forgot to record it.
Beamer, I synced it. I synced it with my own eyes. And Beamer, guess what? Beamer, it was lovely.
I saw Bahati, which
it was everything you dreamed it would be.
I saw a quick segment on the internet of Bahati, which is the funniest name because it's Bihati.
Bihati?
Bihati.
They've got names?
She did have a name.
I gotta say this,
and you will remember that name, Keith, because that is my future wife.
I'm thankful that they show it. It is just the most beautiful thing, except I don't care that they have different bands on.
Taylor Swift. I just see pictures from it.
Okay,
with
you know,
her and
Taylor Swift looked okay, but she's not a supermodel. I don't want to see. She's not a supermodel. Miley Cyrus
is not a supermodel.
Is a supermodel to me. No, but it's the only thing I don't like because it's on CBS. Now, granted, it's past 9 o'clock, which is no longer family hour. But whenever the girl would walk down, they would show them walking forward. But when they would turn around. And they're all wearing thongs. The camera would cut away so quick. Oh my God. I was like, no!
Yeah, you know what? Slow motion. Maybe for that person a little bit of help, I'm kind of glad I didn't see it.
I would say you would be frustrated for a second. Like, God darn it, they didn't. Oh, she's so hot.
Nah.
But I am thankful for the Victoria's Secret. And real quick, can I jump into another thing I'm thankful for?
Sure.
I'm also thankful. For twerking.
Twerking, wow.
I'm thankful for twerking.
I am on a teeter-tottering balance of twerking.
No, wait, I'm not saying nothing about Miley Cyrus, but No, twerking has been around for a while. I'm a DJ. I'm DJ K.
And twerking,
and I have my share of twerk songs.
The terminology of twerking has become more apparent in the last year. We can say that.
Okay, wait a minute. I feel a Beamer inspirational moment coming on.
Not at all.
Some words of wisdom.
Not at all.
Break it down, Beamer.
My only thing is, if you post somebody twerking on Facebook, which has been, you know, it was a large abundance of people at one point in time posting on Facebook, check out this one twerking, you know, look at this girl twerking, and this and that, you know. It's all good. Until you hit that one where it's the fucking dude doing it, and you're ready to throw your phone out the fucking window because you're like, the internet has been ruined for me forever.
Let me just say this. You're in a bar.
Thank you, Facebook.
You're in a bar. You go, man, I want to see some hot chicks walk in. One hot chick comes in, two hot chicks comes in, an ugly chick walks in. Do you give up? No. You keep watching them come in. It's the same with twerking.
That's why
You see one good twerker. You see two good twerkers.
I'm teetering. You see a bad twerker.
There's good and bad and everything.
That's why I'm teetering.
But it's just the act of it. Bending over. I mean, think about you. You bend over. You shake your ass. And that's it. I'll
tell you what.
It's simple. It's plain. No batteries included.
Most of the girls you see do it, you don't expect them to have so much gluteo maximus muscles in their ass.
So, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thankful for. How about you? Anything you... What are you thankful for?
Well, I don't know.
I'm kind of taking control of this.
You kind of took the twerking angle on it, so now I'm kind of like questioning. I mean, I already said the fireball, of course, you know. Well, speaking of Facebook, I'm thankful for hot girl selfies. Not the duck lip selfies, but hot girl selfies.
Nice.
I am thankful for them.
I have to say this, though. Whenever.
And I don't even need to see a face.
You know what? I've got equal number of female and male friends, but every female, I got to say this. I shouldn't say it.
Oh, you should say it.
Should I say it?
You should say it.
To every female on my Facebook, the first thing I do is go to the photo album, and you know what I look for? Summer photos. I don't care how young or old you are.
I don't know.
I'm looking for you on the beach in your bikinis and bathing suits.
All right, that Keith, is you know me. This is an episode that my family will never hear. So, yes, Keith, I am in complete agreement, and I think we just made ourselves Facebook creepers.
Yes, I creep not every photo. I look for the summertime. Don't be at the beach because, trust me, I'm blowing it up and I'm searching. I'm looking for nipple. I'm looking for everything. Side boobs, everything. We got a term for
the friendly friend that's holding her boobs up.
Hey, oh. Yep.
Okay, yeah. That's a pretty bikini top you got on with your friend holding your boobs up to your neck. You're like, yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
So anyway, some have even made it to screen to screensavers.
Are you
at home? Oh, yes, okay. And wallpaper. So
He's not saying on the computer.
No,
he's wallpapered his room with this.
Oh yes, you know who you are. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. And
we're going to get our bearings back so we're not sounding like total perverts.
We have to get back to our Person of the Year nominee. So give us a second. We're going to take a quick break.
There you go.
And I got to wash this fireball down. We'll be right back.
He needs another shot to wash it down.
Is she going to shake it like her red nose? Like her red nose. Is she going to shake it like her red nose? Like her red nose. Is she gon' shake it? Like her red nose.
Wow.
Like her red nose. Is she gon' shake it?
They already know me and Saint Louis. Okay. That booty talking to me, what that shit say? Shaking for the dojo, I'm a sensei. When she wobble on my song on replay, almost got her a house up off Kingsway. I told her shake it like a red nose pit bull, and I'ma keep throwing money to your bank for cake, birthday suit. Dude, in a little while, I forget your A song. Wow, okay, now let's do it my way. If she don't go crazy, then she walking on the highway. And if she don't believe me, tell that bitch just try me. Bet you she be shaking from the club back to my place. Wow.
Money on me, like I'm taking from a tree.
Okay, and we are back. All right, I had to clear my palate.
Like
Fireball. It tastes like an old school Fireball, but weaker.
It tastes like cinnamon ass. It tastes like cinnamon toast crunch, and it fell on the girl's ass, and you ate the ass. That's what it tastes like.
And you ate the ass, but you didn't like cinnamon toast crunch. You like cinnamon toast crunch, and you—if you ate the ass, you must have liked the ass. So
it ruined the ass. I like my ass without cinnamon. All right,
I'm gonna walk away from that one. I'm gonna say, hey, Keith. That's fantastic for you, bud. Hey, do what you got to do. Hey, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with eating ass.
I like my ass without seasoning.
He likes his, you know, what about, I don't know, Old Bay? There's some Old Bay on this shit or something.
I got to put that on the list. Haven't tried that one yet.
I mean, get a little garlic salt, make it a little fucking Italian. Like, hey, look at me, I'm eating some ass.
That was the worst Italian voice ever. That was the worst ever. So,
anyway.
Welcome back, man.
Yeah. I want to take control real quick, Keith, because the last episode we did, we had to do a little time trial.
Yeah.
To get you ready for the Wing Bowl, for your test to get into the Wing Bowl, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And I was eating a pound of homemade sauerkraut.
Right, and the time was 3:48. We were saying 3:48. But here's what I noticed, too. I was talking. I was doing all kinds of stuff.
Oh, it was not the best. Yeah.
But 3:48, with all the distractions, if you listen to it, I think I did pretty good. I can actually...
I'm almost thinking next episode we bring an extra pound in or something.
By the next episode, hopefully, I will already be in the Wing Bowl.
Well, okay. Well, if you can get in there at that point in time.
Actually, well, tomorrow...
He's calling.
I'm calling in tomorrow. I'm going to start at like 5:30 in the morning. I'm going to call in because the show's from 6 to 10. I'm going to start calling in at 5:30 to be on hold so I can get through to see if they accept my time. All right?
But
so.
I do believe that you need a little bit more practice with the sauerkraut before you go out there and actually...
I actually had fries, a burger. I'm eating a pickle now. And for dinner, I had mashed potatoes before I came here. Mashed potatoes and two pieces of pork chop.
I would be in a coma right now.
So...
That would do more to me than any alcoholic drink would. I would be sleeping and, you know, hating sleeping at that point.
In 3 hours, I've had a burger, fries, a pickle, mashed potatoes, and two pork chops. And I'm on my second shock top and a shot of Fireball. God darn, this boy's getting ready.
Either that or he is working on a big, big belly. I don't know. What is it?
And I'm injured.
Eddie's injured.
I got a bad back. My back is so... I don't know what I did.
That's from carrying the podcast, Keith. That's from carrying the podcast.
Here's how I know I'm getting old, man. I don't know how... when I hurt my back? Sleeping.
You know what?
I went to the doctor. I hurt your back. I said, Doc, I woke up and my back hurts. And then on top of that, I'm putting my dog in a cage. Somebody knocked at my door. I didn't want him to jump all over him.
So he turned.
I have a pit bull. And granted, he ain't the most vicious dog. I wasn't worried about him attacking him. His name is DJ.
Okay, there you go.
Because I'm a DJ. But I wasn't worried about him attacking him. I was worried about him licking them to death.
Yeah, no, I hear your dog's name. Hey, it's DJ. What's going Brrr. On? He's like, you know.
He's half pit bull and half hamster. The most timid gay dog there is. And I was putting him in his cage, and I accidentally kicked an ironing board. And I fractured the tip of my middle toe on my foot. Who does the middle toe?
I've never...
And I had to snap it back into place. I mean, now here I am with a bad back and a broken middle toe on my left foot. And I just had a... What did we just drink?
Fireball.
A Fireball. Two shock tops.
I'm just actually shocked that Keith fucking iron just closed. I mean, he had an iron board sitting now. I'm looking at him right now. What did you use that iron on? You're wearing jeans and a sweatshirt, man.
I'm a black guy. I ironed my white t-shirt.
You one of my real good friends then. He ironed a windbreaker. Buddy of mine years ago ironed windbreaker.
Did it just melt?
No. He put a towel in between. He knew how to iron a windbreaker.
It's a windbreaker.
Because it had a wrinkle in it because... It was a fucking windbreaker. Yes, yes. If you would have saw it.
So he was not in any breakdance crew that I knew of. Am I correct?
No, unless he vacuumed the floor before the team actually went out there, yeah. A little bit of OCD, neat freak, you know, one of my boys, you know, great guy, but yes, he ironed a fucking windbreaker. That's all I have to say.
All right, can we say Pathagut? All right, yeah. so we get letters from them. Oh, also, man, you know what, Beamer, I forgot to mention that. You can contact us. You can get us at, we do have an email address. You can get us at bartalk1@yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it straight through because I always change. BARTALK, the number one, @yahoo.com. bartalk1@yahoo.com. Email us, tell us your cheers, jeers, thoughts, concerns. You like us, you don't like us, tell us something, all right?
Tell us you were standing next to us, we smelled or something. I mean, I don't care. I just want
to
see some.
You were standing next to Beamer and he smelled. All right, so
Keith after eating that sauerkraut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's get back on track here. Okay.
We were on a track to start with.
I know. We're all over the place.
Wow.
Actually, we mentioned that we're going to have our first annual Bar Talk Person of the Year for 2013.
Yes.
So let's just jump right into our nominees before we go into anything else. And at the end of the show, we will name our winner.
Who is worthy of our highest prestige of the year?
Who's going to go first here? We'll alternate. I'll do a nomination. You do a nomination.
Okay.
We'll go back and forth with it. Okay. My first nomination, I'm going to steal the fire from you here. Is Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela, yes.
Son of a bitch. I had Nelson Mandela. He we probably should have checked on this one first, Keith. You know, would be good to know. All right, thanks, Keith. Thanks, appreciate that one.
But I'm the black guy. Of course, I gotta do Nelson.
But he broke up apartheid and with white people. So yes, I have to that's do true. Nelson. You know what I mean?
Nelson Mandela. He just recently died.
God rest.
95 years old.
That man, he changed the world.
He spent how long? He spent 27 years in jail just because he wanted equality.
Yes.
He wanted his people, blacks and South Africa.
The problem that he had.
Go right ahead.
Well, not the problem that he had. The problem that he covered and the problem that he sacrificed himself for was the fact that his party, who was running for presidency back then, they did some really fucked up shit just trying to get noticed.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and that's... And to say that I can understand it, because I don't. I mean, I'm a white guy from Delaware. I hate to tell you, I'm very happy to be friends with people of all colors and different thoughts and everything. But at the same time, I don't know what it's like to be in South Africa, because I've never been there.
Yeah. I mean, he was working as a lawyer for a while. He actually was prosecuted unsuccessfully. They tried to get him for treason.
Yeah.
And this was in, like, 1956. It was for 4 years. They tried to get him for treason, which didn't work. He did all kinds of nonviolent protests.
I just want to say one thing. 1956? God damn, he was old.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Back there, man. And he was arrested in 1962. Convicted for conspiracy to overthrow the state.
Yeah.
He was in jail for 27 years.
For overthrowing the state.
And what did he want? Black people to be able to vote. Equal rights. I mean, they worked, and I didn't realize this, but in South Africa, I mean, and this is crazy. This is after.
This is 62.
Yeah.
This is 62. I mean, when did the Equal Rights Act come into full development in the U.S., which still hasn't?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is well into the 90s or in South Africa. If you were black, you were getting jobs. It was a great vacation place. There were black people here in the States going over to South Africa to vacation. And the only jobs that blacks could have there were butlers, waiters, servitude jobs, and stuff like that.
Colonialism.
There were still places where there were beaches they couldn't go to. It was like it was in the United States here back in the freaking slavery time, or back when we were free in the 50s, like all over again. All over again. So, he was in jail. He was released in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And then he actually became good friends with the president at the time, was F.W. de Klerk, and they abolished apartheid and multiracial elections, which means blacks, whites, people of all colors and everything, could vote. And the first vote was in 1994.
Yep.
And the blacks that were trying to vote still had pressure.
Oh, they were being threatened. They were
shooting and all kinds of things. Yeah,
there was a lot of hatred that was still there.
And he became South Africa's first black president. Yes.
So for a man that went and sacrificed that much of his life in prison and came out and became the first black president of South Africa, that man deserves more praises than any of us can ever give him. Yeah. Because he changed a part of this world, and that's amazing. So cheers.
Bar Talk Toast, cheers to Nelson Mandela. May he rest in peace. All right, so that's my nomination.
Wow. Okay, so
how do you...
How do I follow
it
out
with? It's not a competition, but
especially when I was going to say Nelson. All right. Okay. I'm going to bring out one that it's going to sound weird coming from me. An undisclosed religious. You know, I'm a Christian with an open mind. I believe in a lot more things than what the Bible said. That it was a full enough just contract that's the way you're supposed to live. I'm not Catholic by any means. I have many Catholic friends. I have family that's Catholic. I have a lot of issues with Catholicism. That's my own thing. Don't go and say, you know what, just because he does, it's a good point, we should too. Catholic Church has always, to my opinion, has always been very much about making money. It's a business. It's about, you know, we will take care of the other people. We will do a certain amount of taking care of the poor. And we will go for the other people that kind of need help. You know, we will give more support to them because they're actually paying their tithings in. So that's it. So my first one is Pope Francis. And this is why I say Pope Francis.
Very good.
This is why I say Pope Francis as a non-Catholic. For the fact that Catholics are calling him a socialist. Just let that ring. Socialist. Why is that? Because instead of going and asking for tithings from the poor, he is giving to the poor. He's going back to places that need food, that need, you know, whatever, clothing, that need all these things. That it's not just a fundraiser that we're doing this week. It's that he's going and he's trying to make the rest of the world, which everybody doesn't give a shit about because we're also concerned about our own fucking world. He's going and saying, you know what, I've got the power to go and change the world. So good for you, Pope Francis.
All right.
There you go. What do you think?
Very good, Beamer. Yes, and we have to. And he was also the first, he's Spanish, Mexican?
No, he's South American. He's from, I believe, Argentina. But, yes.
That's kind of a Spanish. He was
the first Pope from the New World.
But Latino, too. Latino people.
I can't say, because there might have been a Spanish Pope, and I'm not Catholic.
No, he's the first.
Okay, well.
So here's to all kinds of first for Pope Francis.
Gracias, Pope Francisco.
That was a pretty good accent there. That was a little bit better. All right.
And Keith is about done with his food. That's why he's having a little problem slurring a little bit with his speech.
A little bit. And the shock top.
And the fireball. And a couple drinks we had before. I mean, we didn't drink anything before that. What are you talking about, officer?
Okay. All right. That was an awkward pause there.
An awkward pause.
So, can I jump into, I have another nominee.
Would you like a
nominee? Right. Another nominee. We got two more.
Yes.
We're doing this whole thing here. My next nominee, I kind of have a personal attachment to this individual. Someone that, usually, you know, you nominate someone that has affected others, that has made a mark in people's lives, which is what we mentioned with Mandela and Pope Francis.
Yes, yes.
This person has made an effect and an impact in my life, and it has affected others in many, many, many different ways. The next person that I am nominating for Bar Talk Person of the Year is the one, the only, Miley Cyrus. Yes, there was a dead pause for a second because I know that people are saying, Miley Cyrus? Miley Cyrus has regenerated twerking. She has.
I wouldn't even call it twerking. I'd call it like twerping.
Well, what she did wasn't, I mean, she did it wrong.
She doesn't have the ass for twerking. She has a twerp ass.
She brought twerking to the mainstream.
You remember twerps back in like the 80s and 90s? Man, you're being a twerp right now. Yeah, I don't know what it meant. Jerk? I don't know.
She has brought my interest back into the musical youth of our future. Her real name, right? A lot of people don't know. They just go by Miley Cyrus. Her real name is Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Stripper!
Yeah, Destiny is a stripper name.
And her destiny was to be a stripper. Wrecking Ball! What the f- It's all making sense now. Thank you, Billy Ray.
She was born in... I'm kind of embarrassed to say this because I'm a big fan of hers. I am 40... I am over 40 years old. She was born in 1992.
All right, now, you know what?
Is that still... Is that in creeper stage for me?
Are we even up to the age of... Yes, we are up to the age of 21. All right.
Yes,
let's just say he became a fan of her since she turned 21. Before that, he had no clue who she was.
Not saying
that it's illegal, but, you know... It's,
no, but I'll tell you what. I wouldn't mind hitting her with that Hannah Montana wig on. Trust me, that would...
Wow, so if you want to get a hold of us, it's bartalk1@yahoo.com. And that is intention of DJ K for any hate mail that you want to send out for that one.
Yeah, I'll be doing the next Bar Talk from Gander Hill Prison.
But at the same time, if you understand what he's talking about, you're probably a bad parent anyway, so fuck it, you know.
But anyway, she got started out doing, she signed with Disney Channel. She was doing Hannah Montana for a while, had a huge Hannah Montana 3D movie, which set the standard for like One Direction, because they did it. And the Jonas Brothers also had Disney movies that came out in 3D. The Hannah Montana movie, the first concert movie that just really blew up.
I'm a single 30-year-old man, 30-plus-year-old man, that has no kids. I have nieces and nephews. And yeah, I go into the store and said, okay, this sounds like somebody that's playing, or, you know, this is something for Christmas time, for birthdays. Oh, yeah, I've heard that name before. And not really cared, just bought it for my nieces, you know, something that's not too provocative, not too crazy, nothing like that. Or for my, you know. Keith knows that she was the highest 3D. I know you have children.
Yes.
And that better be your excuse on this one, Keith.
That's my excuse.
Okay, all right. We'll make sure this is clear. As a single guy saying, Keith, you know too much information about that shit. Yes, you're just saying.
Hey, we both remember Britney Spears when she was a teenager.
Yeah, because you know why? Because I was a teenager at the time. She was 18. I think I was like 20.
Yeah, you got me on that.
Yeah.
One. But anyway, just her showmanship. I mean, her dancing with midgets.
And I remember Janet Jackson from Good Times.
Dancing
with in the same age. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say
so
that.
So she has every appearance she makes. She was on Saturday Night Live. She's just one of the sought after performers. I mean, if she's going to be on a show or this or that, everyone's going to watch it just to see what she's going to do next. So, but anyway,
I
with that,
like a wrecking ball.
With that, and I have to say this too, I've actually seen pictures of her punani. And you can see that in many other pictures.
What year was this punani taken at?
I'm pretty sure this was at
just
her
recently. Okay,
over,
good.
I think this is her over 18 okay. photo. So, but
we all hope, especially for that website.
Yeah. But anyway,
Katie's back.
Hey, Katie's
back.
Gone.
Katie's gone. All right, come see Katie at Tom Fuller's. So,
she's my new cuddle buddy.
But yeah, that is my nominee for Bar Talk Person of the Year, Miley Cyrus. I love you, Miley.
All right.
Dude,
I'm really gonna cut Keith off on this one because he's being kind of a pedophile. No, he's not. She's 21. Just a pervert.
She's legal, fuckers.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Just kind of creepy, actually. You know, not even a pervert. Like, I'm kind of questioning why am I doing Bar Talk with DJ K at this point in time. All right, now. So, my last man of the year.
Person of the year.
Yes, it's a man.
Oh, happens to be a man.
It happens to be a man. I won't lie. We're going to get probably a lot of questions about this. Why would I choose this person? Am I fucking crazy, a stupid honky? You know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, George Jefferson? Hold
George
on.
Jefferson.
Hockey?
It is the Eagles wide receiver, Riley Cooper.
Yes. That Riley was, Cooper, I'm going to go in there and fight yes. every N-word in
there. N-word in there. Not because of that.
I can say it. I will go in there and fight every nigger in the place. What?
Yes.
Wrong.
Not because of
person
that.
Of the year?
That's part of the reason why. Is because he was such an ignorant fuck and destroyed.
Hold on. I'm talking about Miley Cyrus. He talking about he want Riley Cooper to be fucking person of the year?
Listen to this.
Who am I doing ball talk with? I'm the pedophile. He's the fucking... Go ahead.
I'm right. The Eagles so anyway. Fan. So this motherfucker set back white people in one fucking sentence 20 years.
Well, Miley Cyrus did too.
That's true. Make sure that's clear. Riley Cooper went and made an ass of every fucking white person that I know. My dad, right. When he first told me about it, he was just like, oh, God, you won't believe what he said. And I was like, who are you talking about, Riley Cooper? Every black friend that I have, and I hate to point out the fact that I have to say black friend that I have, but that are Eagles fans, have all gone and thought of Riley Cooper as being a little bit, I don't know, a dirty fucking racist asshole.
Yeah, they burned all two of his jerseys yes. that were sold.
But this season, the reason why I put him on there, and this is
all two of them.
Yeah, but this is as an Eagles fan. The reason why Philadelphia Eagles fan
his would girlfriend
say
this, and him, they bought him. Go ahead.
The reason, yeah, and they both burned it. They're like, shit, we don't want to be known. He shaved his head, I hope, you know. He just wears a wig during the game, so he's not recognized when he leaves the stadium. He has almost more touchdowns than any other person on the Eagles. He plays with a team full of African-Americans that all of a sudden, you know what, we forgive you. And his fan base has completely come back, even though they still call him the racist. They're still happy they're playing for the team. So if you can go and you can put your foot so fucking far in your mouth.
Right, and still make a comeback.
And still make a comeback. Okay. Then you deserve a little bit of credit. I'm not
a
saying.
A little bit of credit, yes.
Yes. And this is the Eagles fan in this part where we are still in playoff run. And I just had to point out how stupid this motherfucker was. But at the same time, hey, at least he's making strides.
Right. Okay. So there we go.
No hostility at all on any of these.
Nope.
This is a straight legit.
So let's run down the list real quick. We have Nelson Mandela.
The great Nelson Mandela.
We have Pope Francis.
His Holy Father.
We have Miley Cyrus. The great twerker.
Come on, you killed me. I was going to say the hot twerker.
And we have
the racist.
Riley Cooper.
Riley Cooper.
Those are our four nominees.
The non-racist anymore, actually, because he hangs out with black fellas.
Right. For Bar Talk Person of the Year. We're going to take a quick break.
We will go and actually take a hat and put the names in a hat, yeah. And we will come up with.
Well, who? Not just throwing them in a hat, but we're going to sit and we're going to discuss the pros and the cons, the
and
highs
we,
and the
we,
lows.
We will have Katie come back and sit with us, maybe cuddle yeah. with me for a couple of minutes.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, we will get to the nitty gritty to what was
you
actually.
Know what? I sense a cuddle connection going on here.
You tell her that.
I sense a cuddle. Hey, Beamer, I got $3. That might get you 3 minutes of cuddle time.
That'll give me a smack in the face. That's what it'll give me.
Okay. We are going to be back right after this with more Bar Talk.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Okay, and we are back from our break. Welcome back to Bar Talk. Real quick, get this out the way real quick. Don't forget to email us at bartalk1@yahoo.com. B-A-R-T-A-L-K, the number one, at yahoo.com. Comments, cheers, jeers, like us, don't like us, comments, show topics, anything at all, shout outs, anything at all you want to talk about, hit us up. All right.
And make sure to check us out, of course, on iTunes if you have us through there. And if you don't, and if you do and you can't get all the episodes because you have a Droid or you just don't like iTunes, then make sure to check it out at Pod Nation.
Is that the Podomatic?
I'm sorry. Pull out.
Podomatic.com. Wow. You can go. You can download and listen. You don't have to download it either. You can just listen to the shows from any Droid phone or if you have Apple or you have a regular computer, laptop, you can get us on iTunes. Or whatever, but and it's free.
I suggest downloading it because you're going to laugh too much and have to pause it in between and rewind it and all that. And, you know, it's going to be a pain in the ass listening to it streaming.
Right. Okay. So.
So we're back.
We are back. We're going to go through, we're going to run down the nominees again and pick our Bar Talk Person of the Year. But first, before we do that, again, we want to continue on with some of the things that we are thankful for. We kind of shied away from that. Can I mention a couple things here?
Yes, you can.
You want to go back and forth with it? Okay.
Hey, you can mention a couple things you want.
I was, and I'm really thinking about something I'm thankful for. Some things, you know, I was watching the, at a commercial for the Xbox One, and I think it was a Call of Duty or Battlefield 4. I think that's the game. Mm-hmm. But anyway, in that commercial was a favorite of mine. She goes by the name of Megan Fox.
Megan Fox, yes. And she was once upon a time a favorite of mine also.
Why so, once upon a time? She's still...
I'll tell you what, man. Like, I see her at times, and I'm wondering at the age of 28 how many plastic surgery jobs she's had done.
None.
I'm telling you.
She dropped the kid, and she maybe, still maybe looks
that's
awesome.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe just it was like a bad picture after the kid. And I'm not saying she looked heavy. Oh, she just looked gosh. Like she looked like she had some work done. And I'm like...
She had
I'm
nothing...
Like, okay.
Let me clear the air.
I like a natural woman.
Let me clear the air. She had nothing done. Okay, she had nothing done. So with that, don't ruin my thankfulness.
Okay, I'm wondering. You I'm very thankful. Thankful.
I'm thankful for Transformers, the movie.
I'm thankful, thankful for Transformers, the toys.
The scene where she was working on the car, and what's his name, Dwicky or Dick Wicky or whatever his name.
Wick Wicky.
Anyway, that scene shot her to superstardom and into the hearts of teens and. Young men and dirty old men like myself.
You know what? I can concur with you on it. I am thankful for the swimming pool scene of This Is 40 with her in a bikini in the swimming pool underwater. Yes, I am very thankful for that one. Yes.
Thank you,
Judd Apatow.
Yes. I'm also thankful for McDonald's McRib. I'm thankful for the McRib sandwich.
Do you understand that they're saying now that there's same fucking print or same things from the McRib that actually come that they put in like floor mats and
you can't say I don't get enough fiber eating the McRib.
I don't know if that's fiber, Keith.
I'm thankful for electricity. Wow. Because without electricity, we wouldn't be doing the podcast.
That's true.
Thank you, Ben Franklin. I'm thankful for your invention.
He didn't invent electricity. Electricity existed. He just was the one that.
Well, he.
Yeah.
Don't take away his invention.
Thank you, Ben Franklin, just for being Ben Franklin.
Thank you for when someone said, go fly a fucking kite, and he went, okay.
I will. Let me tie a key to it, motherfucker. How you feel now?
Yeah. And he came back, and he lit up the world, all right? And finally, I'm thankful for the Geico commercial with old McDonald being a bad speller. Because he brought back the word, dag-nabbit.
Dag-nabbit. Which was first made...
I love it!
First made brought or brought back to us in what commercial?
I have no idea.
Yeah, neither do I. That's why I figured I'd try it.
No.
And the
what was the word he had to spell?
Cow.
C-O-W-E-I-E-I-O. Dag nabbit! It's fucking awesome. And it's
almost as great as Great Googly Moogly.
Yeah, I laugh at that every time. No, from Grady from Sanford and Son. Get the history right.
There was a Snickers commercial when they spelled
Sanford and Son came on before that.
I understand that. I'm just saying that brought That brought it back.
See, that's why we need to do a Black History show so Black people can get credit for Google. That's right. It's not February, so Snickers gets the credit for it. All right.
Wow, don't be racist, man. You don't have to say shit like that. Damn.
I did nominate Nelson Mandela. Give me a break.
I mean, but don't say that SN word. Come on, man. That's not...
The SN word.
The SN word.
What'd I say?
I don't know. They really satisfy you.
Oh, this... You know, I just got to what you said. Oh, my God. Oh, look at this. A bunch of Snickers are coming in here.
They're packed with peanut
shells. Look, twins. It's Twix. So.
All right.
All right,
now. I'm sort of going to bounce around on my thankful list.
All right.
First off, I'm going to have to say, this year, of course, I've already said one, that I was thankful for Fireball this year.
Yes.
Without it, Keith wouldn't have had to clear his palate up or be, you know, so many entertaining episodes. So many entertaining episodes that we've had of Bar Talk. Light beer, because, you know, I'm just a petite little thing here. And
do you really lose weight drinking light beer?
No, but you can double it up because you drink more.
Okay.
Yoga pants, of course, because I don't know who created yoga pants, but I would like to shake their hand. Well, possibly, because
they are awesome. Oh, yeah, gosh. Yeah, they're like long sleeve thongs. They still shape to the body.
Women say, oh, well, I have full pants on. No, you don't. You have full, like, I don't know, stockings on, and you have no pants on. So they're great. Thank you. Yoga pants, you are greatly appreciated.
They are awesome.
Well, and then. You know, I do, and this is unfortunately what Keith has brought to my attention and gone and said, that I do become a little bit too serious, and, you know, he likes that about me, I guess, when it comes to talking, but when it comes down to it, really.
Okay.
I'm really thankful for my family and my friends. I know, electricity. Oh,
that was on my list.
Yeah, so he didn't put it on.
Okay, I didn't say it yet, but yeah.
Well, my family, my friends, I mean, they give me support to actually help me, you know, be able to appreciate life. And that's just what it is. I appreciate men that we talked about with these, you know, some of these people.
And now you appreciate men?
Some of these people that we talked about, person of the year.
Okay, I'm sorry.
When it comes to, you know, they allowed the society that we live in right now to be better. Even though we're not living in a perfect world, we still have a lot more acceptance and we have a lot more of compassion towards other people than we ever did before. And by me and Keith sitting here right now, seriously, doing this podcast, we would never be able to do this, you know, 50 years ago. Of course, because the internet didn't exist and because iPods didn't exist, but if we were still following under a certain, you know, belief system of hatred, we would never be the friends that we are to this day. So, you know, it comes down to friends, family. And last but not least, I do want to actually put out a special part of love to DJK on being persistent as shit in getting me to do this podcast. Because I was very tentative about doing it, and I thought, okay, yeah, it sounded great in theory. But by doing this, he showed a lot of patience, but at the same time, he showed me that, you know, he showed me something that I didn't think I was able to do myself. And I appreciate it, Keith. Thank you. And this is a cheers for you, and I really do appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
This really has opened me up to thinking differently about what I can actually do. I do love that, so... That is what I'm thankful for this year.
Okay.
I went savvy. I went to Beamer, but that's what it is.
All right. Wow. We did go deep. All right. So we are running short on time. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and...
Oh, but I'm also thankful for the chicken because he crossed the road. I know. And that was terrible. All right. I just wanted to...
Yoga pants. Oh, yeah. I see some yoga pants.
You know what else?
I see yoga pants here tonight, and they are... Beamer, they have definitely...
All right, I'm blushing right now.
They have definitely moved up on my thankful list.
Wow. I'm glad I put them twice on my list.
All right. So we're going to we're going to name our person of the year. All right.
I'm excited.
We're going to start from the bottom and work our way up. Okay, so number four.
Number four?
Number four was Riley Cooper.
Hey, hey. Bill.
Riley Cooper, all right.
He's a bit of a racist.
All right, number three was Pope Francis. Came
Pope
in
Francis,
number three.
You know, all right. I think he'd be okay with that. He's a, you know, the, you know, he's,
right.
he's a pompous person.
Oh, right.
Wow. I
okay.
Mean, yoga pants.
Number two.
Yoga pants.
Number two, once again, is Nelson Mandela.
And we want to put
which
a...
means, wait, envelope, please. We already know. Miley Cyrus wins the Person of the Year award. Wow. Who would have thunk it? All right.
And
please,
we
please.
Do want to put a no claimer on it at saying that Nelson Mandela, though he was possibly the greatest one out of the list, he unfortunately was in hospital for last year. So to put him as
no offense,
that
but he couldn't
world,
twerk like Miley Cyrus.
He was a boxer though; he could knock a motherfucker
right.
out.
All right, so that was that's it. So that is our this episode this
this
week.
This
congratulations
week.
To our Person of the Bar Talk Person of the Year for 2013.
That's
our very
correct.
First one We've is got Miley Cyrus. And
we're getting down to the end of the year, so I mean
to the end of the year. So
how many more episodes are we gonna have? What, one or two?
For the end of the year?
Yeah.
We have a couple more
a couple
by the end
more.
Of the year. Yeah.
A couple more.
Next week, make sure you guys check us out. We're gonna have our Christmas extravaganza. So just like on I'll do a kind of a preview here, just like on Oprah and Ellen, you know, you watch their shows, they're always giving crap away.
And
not really
we're,
crap,
we're
not,
but we'll say that we will be in the holiday spirits.
We will be in a holiday spirit, so make sure.
Spirits, alcohol,
you,
beer.
What do you know about comedy?
I'm going to say no eggnog because I'll be funny.
All right, so make sure you check us out next week. We're going to thank you guys for tuning in, all right? Big round of applause once again for our Bar Talk Person of the Year, Miley Cyrus. Yes, she's our Bar Talk Person of the Year. And Miley, if you're listening, feel free to call us in. We'd love to have you on the show.
Stop by.
All right.
That's cool with us.
With that,
you can wear whatever you want, girl.
Check us out at bartalk1@yahoo.com. And again, this is
Beamer
and DJ K, and you have been listening to Bar Talk.
Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see what your life can.